This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake-Up Call!
This is a story about bats.
Finally.
And how...
Nice. Good music towards that.
A colony of bats have ripped apart neighbors that used to get along. And as you hear this story, feel free to call or text us, 916-909-1065, 909-1065, and tell us who's really to blame here, okay? We got an email from a wake-up call listener, and they live in a community where they've known for a couple seasons now that bats were getting into this guy's like faux shutters at the top of his house. I guess near an attic.
Okay, yeah, I gotta know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So the colony grew from year to year, and now it's over 200 bats.
Oh my God!
That are in. They've taken up shelter inside of this guy's house.
How disgusting!
He doesn't want the bats in there. Understandably so. So he seals that off. And then on top of sealing it off, he doesn't do it himself. He hired a contractor to come out, seal it off, and then put like a pipe so that the bats could escape with like foam around the pipe. Okay?
Because the bats are still in there, but the bats can't get back in through the pipe. They can only get out.
Correct.
Okay.
Then the guy leaves, goes on a trip.
Okay.
Well, the bats can't figure out how to get out.
Oh, boy.
And 200 bats are trapped in the house. He's not there. And neighbors can actually hear the bats inside the house because they're starving. And they're hot.
I'm sure they're hot. Yeah.
So they tell the guy, because remember, they have a good relationship. They tell him, well, the bats aren't getting out. And we should do something. And the guy goes, yeah, I don't want 200 dead bats in my house.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we'll figure something out. And he said, okay. Well, what they figured out, though, was that they got up there and they basically ripped apart all the work that the guy paid the contractor to do so that the bats could get in and out.
Okay.
The guy comes back and he's pissed because they ripped apart all of that work. They damaged all of that work. And you know, I don't know if damage was done to the house. I imagine it's possible. I don't know. So in a situation like this, who's really to blame in this? Does that guy have a right to be pissed? Should those people have done what they did? You can call us. You can text us. 916-909-1065.
Oh.
It's a tough one, right?
You would think that he would be glad that they did this because having all those bats die in your attic... The smell.
I'll bet it would be terrible.
For who even knows how long.
Who even knows. But at the same time, I don't know why they didn't call it like animal control, you know, or something like that.
It seems like probably calling animal control would have made more sense, but it also seems like they talked to the guy and the guy kind of made it sound like
he gave his blessing.
Kinda. Like, hey, I don't want all those dead bats in my... So...
Then again, maybe the conversation would have gone differently, though, if it was like, you mind if we crawl up on your roof and rip
but
apart
what was
all...
What did he think was going to happen?
I have no idea.
I mean...
I do kind of... I there are times, and I know that there are people out there and their hearts are almost always in the right place, that go absolutely bonkers if they see an animal that they think is suffering. They'll smash car windows... You know, they'll do stuff like that. I'm not somebody that's automatically on the side of those people. I'm just not, because you're not an expert in animal suffering. I know that it might be 100 degrees out that day, but you don't know how long that dog's been in a car. Maybe the guy ran in for 5 minutes and he's running right back out. You don't know. You know, I'm talking about the people who take it upon themselves to do something, to smash the window themselves and then take the dog or something like that. This feels a little bit different, but there's still part of me that wants to say, like, I mean, you can mind your own business. You can do that.
But they could hear them, right?
They could.
It was a nuisance to them.
Well, I guess, yes. Yeah, I guess so.
Why didn't the owner of the house call the contractor that put a pipe in there so that the bats couldn't get out and go, hey, you got to go back there. None of those bats are getting out, and make that guy fix it?
I'm not quite sure. I mean, the guy was on a vacation, so
my brain still works when I'm on vacation.
916-909-1065. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, you guys. How you doing?
Good.
Doing good.
So who's at fault in a situation like this?
I think there's certain species of bats are protected in states. I think a colony of bats and killing them or doing them harm would actually be maybe a criminal offense. I'm not 100% sure on that. But I think the thing is like the neighbors are just looking out for the bats.
Tom, thank you so much for your comment. We'll have that be the final word because, I mean, I think he hit the nail right on the head. Now we have to move on and change the subject because coming up next, the most talked about reality show right now is called Love Island. And Katie, our reality show correspondent, has seen the show and her reaction to it is honestly going to shock you. And we're going to get into that right after Ariana Grande on The Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.